The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Another thing I could do, I could get a 10-gauge shotgun full of birdshot and just fire blindly into the air, and that'd kill about 12 swallows. Oh, we're back. So I've been sitting here since yesterday just talking about swallows, and then they just turn the microphone on when we're on, and go ahead, Phil, you're now on the air. Okay, doesn't matter to me. I'm just sitting here talking. It was dark. It was 3 in the morning, and I was still talking about it. And then Craig and Chris wandered in, and then Janice came in with a cup of coffee, and I was sitting basically here where I was yesterday still talking, and that was about, say, 11 a.m. this morning, and then the mic just went on, and now I'm live. But since yesterday's show, until today, I never left the studio. I kept talking about how I wanted to kill swallows. I haven't eaten and I haven't slept. I'm Phil Hendry. I really like doing radio. It's my career of choice. I don't know what you do for a living, but I can hope, really hope that you like what you do. You got to like it. You got to. And I realize it's probably an old tired cliche, but you're at your best when you're doing something you like. That's why when you get into this world, whatever it is you're doing, the college years, whatever they you know, are doing for you, whatever you find to be interesting, get into a career that you want to do. Get into a career that you, it's not enough to say, I want to get into a career where I'm going to make a lot of money. That will ultimately be a loser for you. Get into something that you like, and the money will follow. And I like doing radio. And I realize that in the business that I'm in, there are people who want to move up, and they want to move beyond radio. Some people want to move beyond radio, and they want to do television. Some people want to move into filmmaking. But I've never wanted to do anything other than this. And I don't know, maybe it's the reason why we've been able to be successful. Maybe it's the reason why the show has provided me with a living and provides, you know, my staff, Craig and Chris and Janice, with a living. Because this is just what we do, and it's fun. I really wish sometimes I was somebody else. I wish I was someone else in this business. Because since we've been on the air in Los Angeles, occasionally we get phone calls from people in the television business. And I'll say, thank you very much. It's very nice of you to be interested in what we're doing. Can I help you? Well, you want to do a TV show? Do you want to do this? You want to do that? Well, no, not really. I'm very happy with what I'm doing. There's a lot of people doing the radio career thing who would love to field half these phone calls sometimes that I get from these people in television. And the most recent is from a guy who offered me a job, which I turned down. And the reason why I turned it down is because I, like I say, this is, my plate's full coming in here every day, prepping a show for 3 hours and then executing it. And then when I go home, I get through the front door and I collapse face first onto the limestone marble entryway. My kids then get up from the dinner table, walk over, still dabbing at their mouths with a napkin, drag me into the kitchen, prop me up in the chair, and begin to just take spoonfuls of penny pasta and shove it into my face. Then they drag me out of the chair, yep, and into bed. And that's how it is. I got a call from a guy. He said, this was 3 weeks ago. He says, would you like to do this? I said, thank you very much. I'm very flattered. You're very kind. No, I don't really have the time. Guy calls back. No, really, we really, really, really want you to do this. We really, really want you to. You're very kind. You're very, I appreciate it no end. I can't do it. You know, it reminded me of that scene. Anybody ever see The King of Comedy with Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis? Remember the scene where he is imagining he's talking to Jerry Lewis? You want me to do the 6 weeks? I can't do the 6 weeks. I can't even take control of my own life for 6 weeks. It's, I can't do it. You know, okay. Next week. No, really, man, we really want you to do that. What did I say? I said, no, I can't do it. Then the guy calls again. I swear to God, I get the feeling you're not too enthusiastic about this project. I said, no, I don't want to do this thing. It's not that I'm not enthusiastic. It's that I'm not even allowing myself to be enthusiastic or not because I'm not hired. I'm not a part of it. Yes, I'm enthusiastic. I wish you the most success in the world with it. I hope it's a major hit. There, how's that for enthusiastic? I just don't want to be, I don't want to be a part of the job. Well, it dawned on me that it may not be something that they're used to hearing from guys who do a radio show. I don't want to work in your TV show. Well, we've never heard anybody in radio ever say that before. What are you? Are you all right? Are your bowel movements normal? What's I'm fine. I feel fine. I can't. I would like to, but I can't. No, really. You'll only audition for the chairman of the studio, the number one guy. I don't want to audition because I don't want to do it. This went on for 5 weeks. And it occurred to me, why was it going on for 5 weeks? The reason why it was going on for 5 weeks is I think it's an unusual thing for those guys to hear somebody say to them, I don't want to be in your TV show. I think it's extremely, usually they'll have, I'm sure, a flock of young actors, and with rightfully so, because they're starving, they want a job, and they want the gig, and they'll audition for the gig, and I'm sure there's going to be some guy who will take this gig that I don't want, and he'll make a wonderful success with it, and I hope that he does. But it got contentious, and it got really ugly, and it didn't have to, because all I said was, no, I don't want to. Like, hey, how about it? You want to pour a driveway for me, man? I need to. I really got to get a new driveway. Come on in with the cement. Well, I know, but I'm really booked up. I got a lot of work. No. But I really, really want you to put the cement down on my driveway. I want you to. That's really nice, but I got 15 other jobs here, man. I got to go down to 9 yards of concrete. I got to do a guy's sidewalk. No. I really, really, really. I know you want. I understand that you want me. Is it a matter that you, do you feel rejected? You don't think that I really, really want... Yes, I understand. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm getting the feeling that you're not too enthusiastic about working for me. Right. Bingo. Am I right? Am I reading this right? You don't want to do this... No, I don't want to do the gig. But that's just a little slice of my life. It's meaningless. It's just... I can't do the 6 weeks, you know? I got too much trouble right now thinking about these swallows and their mud nests, and now I'm thinking about buying a gun. And when it gets to that point, life becomes a little... Somebody better keep an eye on me. Now it's getting scary. Now I'm thinking about going and purchasing a firearm. I was only thinking in terms of high-powered spray nozzles. I was thinking in terms of owls with bobbing heads, reflective tape, and a variety of things, you know, the helium balloons, and even some guy called yesterday and said, pie plates. What do I get out there and wave them around? I don't know what a pie plate would do. Maybe it's because of the aluminum pie plate. But now I'm thinking about going down to, and I don't know anything about gun shops. Do they sell guns at Kmart? I think they do, don't they? I'll go over there. Do they sell guns at Toys R Us? Because I'm not familiar. Where do you go to? I think you can go down to the mobile oil station. Standard Oil, they sell handguns there. I'll go and I'll get, and now I'm going to kill me a bird. I think they'll go. I got online this morning and I looked up swallows plus mud. Boom. First thing that comes up, San Juan Capistrano. And they tell the whole story of the mud swallows. And they stay there all summer. Oh, good. Craig just sent me this message. He knows a liquor store that sells guns. And it's down the street from your house, so I'll be stopping by there. And they stay there. The swallows go to San Juan Capistrano, and all summer long, people enjoy, oh, yeah, all summer. They leave in October, and they're back in March. We'll beat them. I have faith. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, our website, philhendryshow.com. Pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's available now for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, for birthdays, for anniversary, the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's got the Ted's of Beverly Hills restaurant insignia on the left breast and on the back. Order it now on our website, philhendryshow.com. Coming up in a moment, Take Your Daughter to Work Day is tomorrow. And we have a gentleman who is in a fight with his ex-wife over visitation and whether she wants him to take their daughter to work. It's coming up next on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Robert Greene is involved in it's actually a battle right now with your ex-wife, Sylvia Greene, over whether or not your daughter gets to go to work with you. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You guys live in Sherman Oaks?
That is correct. I live in Sherman Oaks. My wife lives in Thousand Oaks, California.
What is the problem?
My wife is battling me. I believe she's always been jealous of my relationship with our daughter, Shannon. My daughter is with me this week. Our visitation, we have joint custody.
So you have custody of your daughter 1 week and your wife the next?
That is correct, yeah. And I offered to take my daughter to work with me tomorrow. Tomorrow is...
Take your daughter to work day.
Take your daughter to work day, is my understanding. And I wanted my daughter to come with me to work. Because I think it's important, not only for the child, but also for the parent. I think it's fun for the kids to experience that.
Are you at work right now, right?
Yeah.
What is it that your wife doesn't want you to do?
She doesn't want me to take my daughter to work with me. She's called the house at least 20 times over the last 3 days. She's had an attorney speak to me. The hypocrisy of this, Mr. Henry, is what bothers me. She doesn't mind taking the money that I give her for child support and for alimony and spending it on, forgive me, but a younger boyfriend, on...
Well, I don't want to get into her personal life or what she does with the money.
Well, but my wife drives a beautiful Silver Cloud Rolls Royce, lives in a $2 million home, and she's trying to tell me what I can or can't do with my daughter.
Why is she not allowing you to take your daughter to... What do you do?
I produce and direct adult films.
Well, then that's understandable, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is understandable.
You produce and direct adult movies. These are what one would call pornographic films.
I want to remind you again, my wife has no problem spending the alimony that I send her. She's got no problem spending the child support. I am not asking my daughter to be in the movies. I'm showing my daughter what her father does for a living.
In the hopes that someday she'll go into the adult film business, or what?
Well, you know what? If she does, she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't. But for her to go back to her school the next day and be the only one in the class who didn't get to go to see their daddy's work, this is something that scars a child. It makes her feel like an outcast.
But your wife's complaints about you taking your daughter to a movie set where you produce and direct adult films are valid, aren't they?
Is my alimony valid? Is the Silver Cloud Rolls Royce you drive valid? My daughter goes to a private middle school, sir, on the money that I make producing and directing these films. Again, I want to take my daughter to my work because the child is entitled to see what her father does for a living. There was a little thing, Mr. Henry, not too long ago. Maybe you heard about it. It was called Columbine.
And I don't know what Columbine has to do with this. I'm talking about...
What Columbine is when a child feels like an outcast and bullies start to pick on them, they pick up a gun and they start whacking people, and this is what happens if your child becomes to feel like an outcast. I do what I do for a living. My wife's got no problem spending the money.
What about your daughter? If you're going to take your daughter to the set, and by the way, for those of you just joining us, we're talking with Robert Greene. He produces and directs adult films. These are films with graphic sex, correct?
These are adult films.
With graphic sex, correct?
You want to call it graphic sex, we call it erotic art.
Well, they're films with graphic sex, and yet tomorrow is Take Your Daughter to Work Day. You're going to take her onto the set of an adult film.
Take her. Most of the time, the actors are covered up, Mr. Henry. Most of the time.
Do you think it's healthy?
Do you think it's healthy that my wife gets in excess of $30,000 a month in child support and in alimony? Do you think that's healthy?
No, but I'm asking you seriously, sir. Is it healthy to take your daughter, if you're saying that you're taking your daughter to work tomorrow, is it healthy to take her to the set where you work of adult films?
Is it healthy for me to take my daughter, sir, on a trip to San Francisco on a private jet?
All right, well, you don't want to answer my question, okay?
On a private jet to have ice cream at Ghirardelli Square, is that healthy?
All right, I got to give her a number out. If you don't want to answer my questions...
I'm answering your questions, but I'm also asking a few of my own.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Robert Greene, I almost wanted to ask you there for a minute, Mr. Greene, have I seen any of your movies?
Well, it's possible that you have.
But more to the point, You employ a lot of people. You produce and direct a lot of adult films. You make a lot of money. And your daughter, you want to bring to the set.
I want to bring my daughter to the set and let her make up her mind as to whether or not she wishes to be a part of the film business. I want to empower my daughter. I want to give this child a chance to see the stars, to see the future. But people are telling me no. And why are they telling me no? Because I work in the adult film business. But they don't mind spending my money on alimony. They don't mind spending my money on child support. They don't mind being the beneficiaries of a very, very healthy living. And that's what bothers me, Mr. Hendry, the sheer hypocrisy of my wife. And let me tell you something. When I met her, she had a checkered past like you wouldn't.
Well, getting into your wife's personal life.
Let me tell you, she's no altar girl. My wife's no angel. And I could tell you some stories about the things we did when we were dating, and I'm talking sexually, that would turn your stomach. And now all of a sudden, oh, I don't want our daughter being taken to the set of a...
Was your wife in the business?
Yes, she was.
Okay, so your wife was an actress?
My wife was what was called a fluffer.
I don't know what that is.
Well, a fluffer is someone who is augments the scene.
All right, I don't need to know if it's so. Your wife performed sex.
My wife was part of the scene. Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you the question. You're taking your daughter to work and showing her what you do for a living, and that is filming people having sex. Do you think that that's right?
Do you think it's right that I...
Okay, so in other words, you want to keep coming back with...
I take that child on play dates to California Adventure. She goes to a private middle school. She has her friends, most of whom, by the way, I can't stand, but they come over to my home. They use the pool. I am...
So it's the hypocrisy that bothers you.
There is an absolute hypocrisy at work. My daughter's not going to see any sex going on tomorrow. Not... She may see a little bit in the editing. I won't let her on the set while they're filming it, but between scenes...
While actors are naked on the set, do you tell her what you do?
Yes, I do.
What do you tell her?
I tell her that her father produces movies for adults, where the adults enjoy each other and do things that make babies the same way that she was made. She's 12 years old.
You tell her that...
I tell my daughter that we're going to the set of the... where I make movies, where it shows how people make babies.
All right.
Look, Mr. Henry, let me ask you a question here. Did you know that Take Your Daughter to Work Day was started by a magazine called Ms. Magazine?
No, I didn't.
It was started about 10 years ago.
Yeah?
Guess who started Ms. Magazine?
I don't know that either, sir.
Gloria Steinem. Does that name ring a bell? I'm a feminist. I believe in feminine, in the feminist, and I believe in all of that. So when I take my daughter to see me making movies, that's because on account I want to make her be equal to men. She's got fun helping me make up the names for my movies. When we did a parody of Shrek, she came up with Squawk. So this is not the, and again, my wife doesn't want me to take her there. My wife doesn't mind sitting around on her dead ass at a day spa on my money.
1-800-440, you sound pretty angry.
Yeah, she wants to keep my daughter away from me.
1-800-449-8686. Well, you heard the story there of a Robert Green. Tomorrow is Take Your Daughter to Work Day. And he wants to take his daughter to work. He produces and directs adult films. His wife doesn't want him to take her there, and yet the wife is the one who's the beneficiary of the alimony, child support, and all kinds of monies that he makes from these adult films that she's spending. But what about the little girl? Where does this all, where does this all come down in terms of her life? Apparently, he says he takes her on play dates to Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco for chocolate on a private jet charter. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Stop.
Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Mr. Robert Green. He's a adult film producer. You're on the set right now?
Yes, sir. And they're cranking up to shoot another scene, Phil, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, if you can stay on the phone with me and we'll talk maybe when you have a break.
That's fine.
But you're taking your daughter to work tomorrow, because it's Take Your Daughter to Work Day, to the set of where they make adult films.
My daughter, Mr. Hendry, is not traumatized in any way.
Well, what do you tell her?
I tell her that her father makes movies that help people with their marriages. It helps people that we do sex therapy. My daughter's 11. She believes what I tell her. And if her mother wants to take my money and spend it on a younger guy and go to Maui with some stud who's 10 years younger than her, guess what? I get to take my daughter to Take Your Daughter to Work Day. It's about being equal with men.
Okay, man. I mean, you may be able to... All right. Are you guys shooting right now?
They're gearing up a shot right now.
All right. 1-800-440... Is that the music I hear?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Paula, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Paula Lewis, and I just listened to that guy talking about how his wife is taking his money and doing whatever, and he's going to take his daughter to his job. That is very low for him to try to use that against his wife. Whatever she does with her child support or her alimony, that's her business. He shouldn't use that and take that little girl over there and destroy her like that, because that is filthy.
All right, Paula, could you hold on? This is Phil Hendry. Are you guys shooting a scene right now, Bob?
Yeah, hold on. Y'all cut me, Bill.
He said I can't be close.
All right, I want to respond to the caller if I could, Phil.
Go ahead. Hey, Paula, you got to turn your radio down. Turn it down.
Paula, okay, I'm not even in my car.
Turn the radio down.
Turn it down.
Turn it all the way down.
Okay, because I'm outside. I'm standing outside on
just
my cell phone.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
I'd like to respond. First of all, I'd like to say that that wife, which you call my ex-wife, what I call by another name, which I won't use on the air because it's filthy, she doesn't mind going off to Maui with some guy that's 12 years younger than her on my dime. Okay? So what's wrong with me taking my daughter to work?
Your daughter is 12 years old. She shouldn't even be exposed to something that filthy.
When she becomes an adult,
she should make that decision for herself.
Is tomorrow Take Your Daughter to Work Day, or is it not?
That makes you low of a parent to do that.
It's Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Okay, well, you need to take her to somewhere else. Take her to McDonald's. Take her to Disneyland. You shouldn't take her there.
No. When you take somebody to McDonald's for Take Your Daughter to Work Day, that's you taking your daughter to work. I'm talking about...
Now, don't start insulting the caller, okay?
That doesn't even bother me because he's wrong. He's wrong to do that.
Well, where do you take your daughter? To Burger King?
He's wrong to do that. And if I do, it's better than where you're taking your daughter.
That may be a very good point, Mr. Green. At least she's taking her daughter to somewhere that's a... You're taking your daughter to where you make adult films.
I tell my daughter it's to show adults how to make babies.
Okay, well, when she become an adult, then she can learn how to make a baby. But as far as you exposing her to that now, that is just low life.
Wait a minute. Paula,
that's
hold on.
That's very low life.
Am I listening? Are you guys shooting a scene right now?
We're shooting a scene. I'm sorry, Phil.
Could you have them yell cut on that?
Yell cut it. Yell cut. All right, we got the money shot. What I wanted to say was...
And I don't need to know whether you got the money shot, okay?
I apologize.
The lady is asking about you taking a 12-year-old girl to a set where there is sex going on.
Oh, should I take my daughter to Mammoth for skiing? Should I take her on a privately chartered jet?
Why can't you answer the man's question?
Why?
Answer his question. He's been asking you the question for the last 10, 15 minutes. Answer his question. You can't even answer his question.
What does your daughter do on the set when she's there?
She brings food to the actors, and occasionally we have her oil down one of the actors.
Oh, my God.
Now, that is pathetic.
You see how both of your minds go immediately
that
to the
is
gutter?
Pathetic.
You see how your mind goes to the gutter?
She has no business touching those actors.
She's oiling their
back. I don't care if she's combing their hair.
Where is she oiling them?
She shouldn't even be there.
Paula,
you shouldn't even be a father.
I shouldn't be a father. Oh,
that child shouldn't even be in your custody. She shouldn't even be around you, because if you let that go along, you'll end up letting those men touch her.
The men are not touching her, lady. Okay?
One thing leads to another, sir, and that is just wrong.
Well, maybe at Burger King, where you work, but not where...
She didn't say she works at Burger King.
Okay, besides all that, you're sick.
She oils the legs, and she only oils their...
You are a sick individual. You are very sick. And I don't even understand why your wife let your daughter be with you.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the reason why we're having this man on the air in the first place, because this guy has been...
He needs to lose custody and
custody, yeah, and she'll lose the $30,000 a month in child support, too.
No, I said she don't you need lose to that. Lose it.
All right, Paula, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. This is about getting revenge on your wife, isn't it?
No, it is not. It is not about...
You said she's going to Maui with some young stud so you can take your daughter to the set of an adult film, adult porno film.
Which I happen to own the right... Only thing that lady needs to lose is 20 pounds. She tells me I need to lose my fatherhood. She needs to lose 20 pounds from on an account of the Burger King.
For the third and final time, that woman didn't say she worked at Burger King. Here is Michelle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Michelle, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Green?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. I'd like to just ask you a question. You say that you're concerned with the interest of your child?
Yeah.
And that
yes,
it's in her best interest to go to bring your daughter to work day?
That's what bring your daughter to work day is about, ma'am. You take your daughter to work.
And you don't want her to be an outcast.
Are you familiar with take your daughter to work day?
I'm sorry. You don't want her to be an outcast.
Are you familiar with take your daughter to work day?
Yes, I'm familiar. Can you
daughter?
Answer the question?
Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
All right.
What are we doing
you
here?
Don't
we playing,
want,
what
you
are
don't
we doing?
Want her.
We're playing 20
questions. You don't
questions
want her to be. You don't
do
you, want her
Michelle,
to be
Michelle,
an outcast.
Michelle, hold on. State your opinion. Don't ask a question. What's your opinion?
Thank you, Mr. Andrew. I couldn't understand.
Yeah. You don't want her to be an outcast in society. You don't want them to outcast her by her not attending your job.
That's right.
She'll be more of an outcast when the students in the school find out what her father does for a living.
How do you know? Does your husband do it for a living or something?
No, my husband doesn't do it for a living.
Well, I can tell you that mother of hers used to be one of the big stars in our stable. Until we got divorced, and now she likes to spend all my money. See, this is what it is, Mr. Henry. These broads, excuse my language, they don't mind spending your money. But then they want to tell you how to make it. My wife isn't going to do that.
Your wife spending money.
Will you tell them to turn that music off?
Tell
them to turn the music off, will you, for crying out loud?
Yo, cut, Eddie. I'm going to get the money short. Cut.
I don't need to hear what's going on in a freaking movie set there.
Sorry, we just tried to get the...
Yeah, I know, the money shot. What do you mean, do you see how my mind goes into the gutter?
Well, I mean, your mind goes to the gutter when you said, oh my God.
You said your daughter oils up the actors.
She puts oil on their backs.
And I said, oh my God, I think that's disgusting.
And your mind went into the gutter.
Turn it off.
Cut.
Take your daughter to work day tomorrow.
Yeah, and you ladies out there, have fun cashing those alimony checks.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, on yesterday's show, Larry Grover was on talking about how Robert Blake shot his wife, if he did shoot his wife, because after 6 months, men just get bored with sex. And so when a woman shows you her breasts, what else can you do but shoot her?
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I want to ask you a question. Hello.
Yes, Mary, this is Larry Grover.
Would you rather have a good meal or good sex?
Good sex? I'd rather have a good, healthy, nutritious meal.
You're on the wrong track, mister. There's nothing like sex.
Huh? Well, forgive me, but how old are you?
I'm old enough to know the difference.
The difference between what?
Between a good meal and good sex. And I think that's missing in your life, mister.
A good meal?
You're barking up the wrong tree.
A good meal's missing in my life. I've had
all
this.
Well, then you should stick to a good meal.
Well,
and stay away from women.
Wait a second.
Because
Robert
if I was a woman, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
If you were a woman?
I said, I am a woman. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Wait a minute, Mary. Robert Blake was trying to eat a plate of pasta when his wife all of a sudden goes, let's have some nookie.
Yes,
what is a man?
Well,
what choice did he have but to shoot her?
That's not good enough reason to shoot somebody.
Mary, do you get that? I don't understand. Why would you shoot a woman when she wants to have sex with you?
Because you're trying to eat. Hey, Mary.
Wait a second.
I just put two and two together. Are you the one that gave George Washington syphilis? Or was it?
That is completely uncalled for.
Sorry.
Where were you brought up, mister?
You know, you wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I just happened to have one in my pants.
Huh?
What?
Where were you brought up? In a monastery?
In a what?
Do they have sex? Look at that. How about that? There's nothing like good sex, mister. You're missing
your
final life.
Are you talking to anyone, or are you just standing out on your balcony holding the phone at arm's length, just talking to people on the street there on the bike path?
What was
that? I want an answer to my question. Did you give George Washington syphilis?
Oh, come on now.
Quit being a foolish
Grow
idiot.
Up, will you? Grow up already. You've got the mind of a 10-year-old.
Mary, there's a pigeon on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Better shoo it away.
I feel sorry for the woman that tangles with you, mister.
Well, let me
That's
tell you
all
something.
I have to say.
You know why they call me Hot Rod Grover?
Why?
Because in my day, I could burn them down.
In your day, but you can't burn nothing down now.
Oh, I'd rather have a bowl of Zuni.
Yeah, and you said you didn't like the idea of pulling up she wants to have oral sex.
I'm not going to park
right?
my car and have her perform
Listen,
oral sex on
me
like I'm an alley cat.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right
if
here.
You're driving the car.
Yes.
And your wife wants to have oral sex.
Yes.
You know what you do?
How am I supposed to give her oral sex while I'm driving? With one hand on the wheel and then I'm bending down? That's ridiculous.
Hold it.
That's unbelievable.
You pull over.
Not talking about you.
The road. And you have oral sex.
Well, that's what I said to her, him, Mary. I said, why don't you pull over to the side of the road?
Like a couple of alley cats so a cop can come up and say, oh,
Dude,
God.
That has nothing to do with alley cats.
Mary, want a cracker?
Oh.
Look,
I don't know where
you know what?
No, I'm serious. I'm going to sit there with some woman doing that to me. A cop pulls up, and he looks and vomits.
So what?
Just blow.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Okay, so that's Mary, wherever she lives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Our website, philhenryshow.com. We got audio clips. We got all kinds of stuff, man. I spent the better part of this morning trying to tell people in this company and outside of this company who believe that we do a very funny show, but don't believe that it has anything really to do with news talk. They think that what we do is just sort of comedy. I said, since when is a talk show supposed to be a funny one? And I got these comments from people. Well, you know, you do those funny voices. See, I do the voices of the characters. I did that Larry Grover voice, and I did the voice there of Bob Green, who wants to take his daughter to school for Take Your Daughter to Work Day, even though he's a producer and director of porn films, which, by the way, I don't see why he should be able to take his own daughter to work if he wants to. I know how that guy feels. You work, you make a lot of money, your wife's rolling around town in her own Rolls Royce or whatever she's rolling around town in or on top of. So we do the voices of these characters and people call in thinking they're real, like that poor lonely Mary there out on her balcony in Hollywood, Florida. And, you know, so I get this comment, well, but what you do is not really a talk show, is it? Yeah, it is. We talk. So I spent the better part of the morning trying to actually convince other professionals in this business that what we do is, in fact, a talk show, that what we do is a comment on the news. There isn't a big story that we haven't done. We do Robert Blake, we're talking about, and oh my God, that Robert Blake story, will it ever please in the name of everything holy go away? No, it won't. And he wasn't anywhere near as big as O.J. Simpson. Robert Blake, for those of you who don't know, and many of my you younger listeners, you probably are not, you're probably as confused as I am as to why this is such a big story, because you don't know who he is. He had a TV show called Beretta, and it was not a very good TV show. My understanding is he didn't even like doing the show. In fact, I saw one of the producers of that show on TV yesterday being interviewed on Fox. He said that Blake hated doing that show, hated doing Beretta, and made his feelings known. Well, we just want you to know, Bobby, that we hated it right along with you. It was a stupid show. It was an idiotic character. It supposedly was based on a real real-life cop named Frank Serpico. They took the movie Serpico and they, well, what television does best, they took a beautifully chiseled, true-to-life story that was grittily and realistically acted by Al Pacino and directed by Sidney Lumet, and they watered it down and turned it into, you know, just an absolute ridiculous laugh riot for television with this little guy about 5 foot nothing wearing tight pants and a windbreaker running around the alleys of L.A., which, by the way, you're supposed to think is New York because they couldn't afford to shoot on location. And he had a bird and that big fat act, the guy that lived next door, the wino. Robert Blake is about where Bernie Capel from Love Boat is. You know, in other words, he's, in fact, Bernie Capel, at least, I saw him on a commercial for, I saw the doctor from Love Boat on a commercial, I think it was for something, how to keep your teeth brighter, how to snore ease. When you're watching Love Boat and you're snoring, try snore ease. So that's it. And he did a couple of really interesting movies in the 60s. That's the extent of it. The guy traded for a long time on his Beretta notoriety. I'm not putting the guy down. He made a lot of money. He was living in Hidden Hills, and that's where he was. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to turn this into O.J. too. He ain't going to do it. I don't care if E. Access Hollywood, if Mary Tesh or John Hart or Mary Hart and John Tesh or all of them in between get together in an enormous conspiracy, put a gun to the head to every network executive in America, and force them to carry the news of this thing just so we can keep their little Hollywood gossip shows hot, you're never going to get this thing to be as big as whatever his name is. The black guy. What's his name? What do you mean, O.J.? That's the black guy? Yeah, the guy that killed his wife. It's never going to be that big. Why? Because I'm going to make sure that it doesn't become that big. If I have to kill my own wife to take the focus off of the Robert Blake story and put it on me. Did I ever tell you the story about when I was in a I swear to God, this is true. And I don't think she'll mind me telling the story. And if she does, well, it's too good. I was at a function at the Beverly Hills Radio and TV Theater or something, whatever, the Beverly Hills Radio and TV Museum, that's what it's called, and Dr. Laura was there. And she says to me, we were driving down from Big Bear Lake this weekend, listening to your show. I said, oh, great. And she said, and my son heard what you were talking about, and I forget, honestly, what the hour was about, and he wanted to kill you. I said, that'd be a great headline. Dr. Laura's son kills Phil Hendry. I said, and I was the only one laughing. Everybody else was looking with stone face, like, But the more I think about it, the more I like that idea. Dr. Laura's son kills Phil Hendry. That would be the perfect way for me to die. There's a certain kind of, there's an irony. There's a definite satire to that. There's a marvelous, it's marvelous. What do you mean by Dr. Laura voice sounds like Carol Channing? Doesn't sound like that at all. Carol Channing's the one that said, corn? I don't remember eating any corn. I think that was Carol Channing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.